The contract award to build the 4.3-mile guideway from Middle Street to Ala Moana Center is more than a year away. But the Honolulu City Council is considering a transit-oriented development plan for Ala Moana and wants to know if the future unfunded extension to UH Mānoa is being factored in. Council member Ikaika Anderson is chair of the planning committee.
I would hate to reach Ala Moana Center and have a future council and future mayor decide to pivot to UH Mānoa, and because of the design of the Ala Moana station and or what crops up around that area, the Ala Moana station being unusable to reach UH Mānoa, and then having to construct an entirely different station and different line, which is going to make everybody look like a bunch of lolos.
Council member Ann Kobayashi, a longtime critic of the rail project, says the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, HART, has not provided her with an update.
The plan that was touted and shown for many years was that the rail would go down Kona Street. And I believe at the last hearing on this Ala Moana TOD, we were told that it would go down Kapiolani from the Ala Moana station. So that's why I keep wanting to see the drawings.
The current TOD plan, as drafted, includes a 400-foot building height limit. But some council members are willing to consider hotel components in exchange for affordable housing. TOD Administrator Harrison Rue says preservation of the future rail corridor is a priority.
We did recognize that a likely stop for the next phase might be the convention center. And so the plan does recommend the same height around the convention center at the same 400-foot level. Pending HART study, it's a likely location for a future station.
Meanwhile, Committee Chair Anderson will be sending a letter to HART to request a formal plan.
The design of the Ala Moana station should not preclude future council and future administration to reach UH Mānoa.
The council's planning committee is scheduled to meet January 23rd. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.